Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Dear radio listeners, what is illegal for you? Do we cross the borders of legality by listening? We invite you to pursue these questions and to get lost with it.
Once, there was a brawl between two brothers.
Knocking on my flesh.
And one of them lost his life. The clan had found the victor responsible for each other's death and ordered him executed. Word of this verdict reached the guilty man in his hiding place. He summoned his friends and explained the situation. His brother had swindled him and afterwards. During the scuffle, his brothers succumbed to his wounds. The listeners then resolved to form a delegation that would address such allegations in the future. After examining the circumstances, a solution would be arrived at by common consent. Not all, they declared, the clan no longer decide on its own. He would henceforward be excluded from the proceedings. He would only be notified once the verdict had been reached, and his role would be merely to accept this verdict. That happened long ago, and that is the tradition.
Being mobile, no man's land.
All the arts which they are not in contact or under the condition of producing community or privileged arts, they're illegal. Illegals and outsider arts. And I'm going to make connection between illegal art with illegal people, the so-called illegal immigrants. They have to reorganize themselves around a main point: how to build, how to rebuild, how to resurrection a political subject for our social movement, for our freedom, for our emancipation. We need this united and union between the so-called illegal art with illegal immigrants. And the illegal art or secret art should attract immigrants. only focusing on the already radicalized art. I'm not optimistic about the art in general concept, in general sense. I'm talking and interested in already radicalized art, the art which has its connection to marginalized people. Marginalized people are actually not only immigrants today. I'm not only talking about immigrant people. I'm talking about working class, poor people, and the people who they have no any function for producing communities, or in a Marxist point of view, we can brand them like unproductive labor. And the art, street art, or radicalized art should materialize this materiality. Once Banksy notes that illegality led him to develop the use of stainless to increase efficiency, he said, "As I lay there listening to the curbs on the tracks, I realized I had to cut my painting time in half or give up altogether. I was staring straight up at the stainless plate on the bottom of the train's fuel tank when I realized I could just copy that style and make each letter 3 feet high. Yet street artists often aim for risk, danger, and audacity gained from illegality in the materiality and meanings of artworks."
I'm based in Iran, female, and born a Muslim and raised here. Everything to be an artist for me here is illegal, no matter where, when, and how. Actually, I believe I'm living illegally. Yeah. In my country, everything that is about against religion and government rules are illegal. And my personal experience since I was a little kid, I was a disorder or a noise. So this was my feeling apart from these days.
Perspective of the authority or ruling class, all the movements and all the uprisings of people from below are noisy for them, and they have never be heard by people. They have to be suppressed, they have to be controlled, and they have to talk really low without noisy sounds. It means illegality. Or I would say we can translate illegality into noisy. All the movements are illegal or are noisy sounds for the state of authorities and ruling classes. It means we have never be heard by people. We have to just suppress our sound from the below, from the marginalized communities. It means we have to use the already produced state apparatuses in order to be heard. For example, like immigrants who they are inside or within the legal apparatuses, but they have no right or equal apparatuses, equal right, they should use all the state apparatuses to be legal people, but the equality is not applicable for the immigrants or for the people from below. It means, in one hand, we are within the legal apparatus, but on the other hand, we are outside of legal apparatuses. And how to be heard? We have to produce our noisy sound. It means we have to organize the so-called illegal movement for fighting back the state apparatuses and capitalist corporations. For me, noisy sound has its equal meaning to illegality. Illegality for me is the same of noisy sound. It has no another or different meanings for me. It's for me, it's almost the same.
What if listening would be illegal, which means that you were not allowed to hear a voice? But what most of the time that I experience is being the voice that people can't hear, the voice that the surrounding won't hear. So sometimes I feel like, if we put it in this way, sometimes I feel like the forbidden voice. Being a female, wanting to do things that is not normally allowed, or not illegal, but culturally not allowed. For example, traveling alone to Europe or to any place, or wanting to do things that are most of the time is for men, not me. Being from a religious family and wanting to do art. These are the things that I have said out loud that I want to do, but most times that I feel like I haven't been listened to, which makes me the forbidden sound, the sound that won't be heard or not allowed to be heard.
The situation about your sexual orientation and your gender is really big topic to discuss about. But my personal experience is horrible, because even now I call queer artist, because even now I don't know and I'm not sure what am I and who am I. And I even choose my artistic name like that. That I just want to minus the identity that they gave me. And being gay or lesbian or whatever, except being a straight in my country, is totally illegal. And I have had a lot of bad stories in my life since I was a small kid in primary. I was feeling different, and depends on which area of Tehran you are living, I guess it's different, was different, and nobody would understand why am I liking girls, why I love a girl, and that all the time made me lose my friends. And even still, till now that I'm saying these words, no one in my house, except my sister, doesn't know that I had a girlfriend in this country. And this is a big taboo in my country. Being me is illegal. Whenever I wanted to show my real self, you have to hide your real life.
For me, being a female was always so hard, but because I was from a family that had a lots of guys in it, I was always like hanging out with my brothers, with my male friends when I was a little kid. And after I grew up, I noticed that I've been treated in a different way. And it was always a question for me, but why my brother is doing this and it's fine, but I can't? Because, like, for the past few years when I was a kid, it was all okay. So questions raised in my head, and I was lucky enough to have the internet on my side to be able to read, to search, and the small libraries in my school, the online books that I could read. And I was trying to look for the question that the way that people were looking at me, the way that people were treating me, what was the explanation for this? So I started self-studying gender problems, gender troubles, and sexuality, and those kind of things, which helped me to see that I am not what my culture, my society is seeing me. I can do much more than this. And I always believe as soon as a woman sees what she can do, nothing can stop her. So maybe that's what happened to me. I somehow reached what I am capable of, and I couldn't be stopped after that. I'm not saying that I am completely independent, I am completely free, but this is a work in progress. I am trying to make the thing that was so hard for me to make it easier for my nieces. I am trying to make my father understand what I am doing. I'm trying to make my brother understand that we have the same rights. If we have the same chances, we can do the same things.
When coronavirus became a reality for the world, many things from legal being illegal or vice versa. For example, the very basic living skill has become illegal, such as hanging out with your friends. Or another way, keeping your child at home instead of school is legal. So these are the strange rules that in the uncertain time and new era. But at the same time, I think this virus is a good opportunity for the world who have been obligated to stay at home to better understanding the situation and the struggling of some women who have been forced to stay at home. And they have been told that they belong to home. So, yeah, if I describe that word, illegal, I can say that it consists of some rules that sometimes create a border to prevent some freedom of choice. For example, to have choice to decide on keeping your pregnancy. Abortion is one of the of our choice as a woman, which is sadly they put it in the illegal category. So I can say that there are some rules that may be so unjust, and we are not. We shouldn't be obeyed all the time. So that's illegal to me. That's the definition of illegal.
I think Agamben is right that physical contact for our movement, social movement, is crucial for social well-being. And I would like to say that the social distance today and in the long term would be the social isolation. And I am afraid that we will lose our movement, our social movement, the movement for climate change, the movement for immigrants, the movement for feminism, the movement for like liberty, the movement for like fighting capitalism, or the movement for fighting and combating neoliberalism. I'm really afraid about this social isolation. And on the other hand, if we look at medias, they mainly interested to blame on the immigration or moving of people, the movement of people. And we, like immigrants, potentially became a threat to the so-called healthy citizens of the European countries or Western countries. I know, I'm pretty sure that social media have been controlled. All the apparatuses have been controlled by state authority or by capital corporations, which they produce surveillance tracks for people. But I think, like film or like cinema, we have blind point, which is the filmmakers or producers of the cinematic techniques, they haven't been thinking about it. They have left for us this blind point. We have to use this possibility of blind point of the cinema and social media and other apparatuses of social media or virtual reality. They are always blind points. We have to use them.
I came to understand was when I would read a book or read an article or see a video online would help me understand that the perspective I have on something is not the only perspective that you can see this thing. That helped me to understand that you can see one thing in so many different perspectives and be open about it, being open about ideas, being open about not being 100% sure of what is this fact. So that helped me to also understand that, okay, my family is having problem with me doing this thing is because they're looking at this thing through this perspective. But if I can show them another perspective, you can always look at one thing in so many different perspectives.
Law in the first place. It's a strange premise to begin with. I can legitimately legislate my upcoming seconds in algorithms that I don't even have known numbers for. Do you know what comes next? I lend to myself one possibility to imagine, to redistribute images, to glitch what has been given to me to believe in. I lend myself the possibility to imagine. Rounding my carefree, I stand break the line with those who just want to be. I decide this organization. I require lawlessness. I rule breaking. I notice transgression. I institute violation of my imagination. Destruction. Destruction. I command choice. Liquidification, potentialism, break the grip, displacementless. And restrict fullness.
There's no body that is moving, that is not capable of moving, or that which is assigned to immobilization. It's not human body. So it seems to me that when we raise questions of borders, we are speaking to this reallocation, this reapportionment, this repartition of the earth between different sorts of species life, if you would. Species life that are in shape, and species life that have to fend for themselves. As well as in will precisely act as a barrier to the turning of this. Racism plays an important part in keeping this species simple, but it wants to produce the kind of thought that is I think all corners of the world should be deprovincialized. And it is at this condition that we will be able to produce kind of critical thought that is at the measure of the challenges we are facing, whether in Germany, in France, or in South Africa for the matter.
We advance forward.
First, lick yourself into shape, then sung like animal songs, in a weak voice, leaned over the balustrade, the sarcophagus wall, and already the fist arrows in the pituitary membrane and the kin carnage.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.